Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On last week's show, we recognized the birth on July 28, 1901 of Rudy Vallee. This week, we have another birthday to commemorate. Exactly 1 week after Rudy Vallee was born, Louis Armstrong was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. But during this past week in history, a couple of other events took place of which we would like to make musical note. On August 3rd in 1933, the world-famous Mickey Mouse watch was introduced. The timepiece sold for $2.75, and a Mickey Mouse clock sold for $1.50. Today, new models sell for $25 or more, and the original watches and clocks are worth hundreds of dollars. I just did a search on eBay and found over 600 Mickey Mouse timepieces. So, in addition to some songs about time in general, here to commemorate the debut of the Mickey Mouse watch are some songs about Mickey Mouse.
Making everybody smile, and his life, his walk is appearing on the talkies. What this little chap can do, and the tricks he gets up to on the screen of fame. What's this fellow's name? Why, Mickey, Mickey, tricky Mickey Mouse. On the land and on the sea, he's a big celebrity. He can dance and he can sing, talk and walk and everything. Quite the greatest talkie king is Mickey, Mickey Mouse. Mickey, Mickey, tricky Mickey Mouse. He was born in USA, out in Hollywood they say, chewing gum and smoking fags, while his pals were cracking gags. Dressed in Charlie Chaplin's bags was Mickey, Mickey Mouse.
Out of tune. Outside. Time, gents, please. Here comes Mickey.
Mickey.
Yes?
Mickey.
Who?
Tricky Mickey Mouse. On McGinty's cat next door, paid a call, but oh dear lord. Later on, poor Mr. Pat found 10 kittens and his cat sleeping in his new top hat with Mickey, Mickey Mouse.
Thank you.
that you see the moon above you, that you learn to say I love you. It's about time, it's about time that you feel that certain feeling, that you start to hit the ceiling. It's about time. Why do you suppose I'm saying all the things I am? Guess you'll never know unless I draw a diagram. It's about time that you put your arms around me, that you say you're glad you found me. It's about time. That famous farmer's daughter tells us what the salesman taught her. It's about time, it's about time that you say these darn songs for us, but there's only one more chorus. It's about time.
If you remember watching movie theater newsreels, you'll recognize the fanfare which started off that set of records as March of Time, the theme of the Fox Movie Tone News. Then we heard from the British band of Hal Swain and Mickey Mouse on a Regal disc from 1929. It's pretty obvious Mr. Swain didn't have a clue about Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse smoking fags? I don't think so. By the way, fag is British slang for cigarette. I found out that Hal Swain was president of the Vaudeville Golfing Society in 1934. The Vaudeville Golfing Society was formed in 1921 by variety performers of the time, and membership is strictly limited to professional artistes actively engaged in variety, cabaret, radio, TV, and film, and associated members of the entertainment industry. They play over 40 matches a year at Cruise Hill, Fulwell, Sudbury, and Wick Green. You'll want to get your reservations in now for their annual dinner to be held Sunday, November 12th, at the Royal Lancaster Hotel. By the way, it's gentlemen only and dinner jackets. Now, just try and find another radio show anywhere on the planet where you're going to find that kind of vital information. After Hal Swain, we heard Joe Hames and his orchestra, and It's About Time. Larry Murphy performed the vocal on that recording from June of 1932. This next Mickey Mouse song is nearly as bizarre as the last one. Somehow I don't think composer Irving Caesar ran this song by Walt Disney. With its strange political message, it fits right in this season of political party conventions. Here's Ben Burney. Thank you.
tigers snore. I've heard them roar and snore before. I don't see why you make a fuss about the hippopotamus. Your dog bow wow, your cat meow. I know that you can milk a cow, but Mickey makes me laugh and howl, and I want Mickey now.
So where's that pretty mouse?
That flicky, wacky, wicky, Bolsheviki Mickey Mouse. Vote, ladies and gentlemen, vote for Mickey Mouse.
Hooray!
And make him our next president.
Hooray!
The Congress, he is sure to say, meow, meow, okay, okay, yeah, yeah, yes, yes, see, see, wee, wee, how dry I am, have one on me, and then he'll cry, give me the facts, give me my axe, I'll cut your tax. He'll show us all what can be done when he's in Washington. So let's give the good old White House to tricky, wacky, wicky, Bolsheviki Mickey Mouse.
Al Boley crooning Time on My Hands, backed by Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra from February 19, 1931. That was preceded by that flicky, wacky, wicky, Bolsheviki Mickey Mouse, Ben Burney and his orchestra from August 23, 1924, and what? No Mickey Mouse? This is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. We're going to continue our commemoration of the introduction of the Mickey Mouse Watch with some more songs about time and Mickey Mouse right after this. Don Bester was born in Langford, South Dakota on September 23, 1899. He formed his own band in 1921 and in the mid-20s assumed leadership of the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. He resumed his own band in 1933, recording for Brunswick, and in 1934, he began working for a brand new radio program starring Jack Benny. Don Bester wrote the commercial for the sponsor of the Jack Benny show at the time, J-E-L-L-O. Here's Don Bester and his orchestra from September 25th, 1933, and Minnie Mouse and Mickey's in Town. Play, Don, play.
Turning somersaults, and even Grandma wants to waltz, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
What a celebration, we will show to the nation, folks are here for miles around.
No one's home and napping, 'cause they're wondering what will happen now that Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
Oh,
telephones are busy.
Hello.
Daddy's getting dizzy.
Even baby AB wants to go watching Mickey down.
Wash your face and finish up. You better eat your spinach up, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town. Minnie's Mickey is cute and tricky, and though he isn't so tall,
in the hero's great hall, he's the monster of them all.
Clarabelle the cow makes a moo and howl when she hears his footfall.
Horace chaps in his stall, Mickey's monster of them all.
Pluto the pup with a kiss wakes Mickey up,
flapping his ears with joy.
Even the daisy on Minnie's hat is crazy
for Minnie's Mickey boy.
Just for him the snails wag their tails, and potatoes open their eyes.
Look at him with surprise, Mickey's monster of them all.
He's the monster of them all. Hear the bells are ringing, everybody is singing, pink confetti's raining down.
Hear the turning somersaults, and even Grandma wants to walk, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
What a celebration, we will show to the nation, folks are here from miles around.
No one's home and napping, 'cause they're wondering what will happen now that Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town. Oh,
telephones are busy. Watching Mickey wrestle, Minnie off a trestle, while he knocks the villain down.
Wash your face and finish up, you better reach your spinach up, 'cause Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
Mickey Mouse and Minnie's in town.
Thank you.
Got No Time, written by Richard Whiting and Gus Kahn. The Little Ramblers, a small contingent from the California Ramblers, recording for Columbia in New York City on June 2, 1925, with solos there by Red Nichols and Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. And before that, the DeMarco Girls and Frank Sherry vocalizing on Minnie Mouse and Mickey's in Town with Don Bester and his orchestra. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records here on Island Radio, KISL-FM 88.7 in Avalon. I'd love to hear from you. You can send requests or comments to me by email at glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Well, this isn't Mickey Mouse's birthday, but we're going to play a song about Mickey's birthday party anyway. Here's the International Novelty Orchestra from October 1936 and Mickey Mouse's birthday party.
Mouse's birthday party, that's the place to be. Spread the news everywhere, listen to that band. It's Mickey Mouse's birthday party, let's give him a hand. The three little pigs and the big bad wolf are playing piggyback. There's Minnie dressed in a Sunday best and Donald Duck goes. Ring those bells, toot those horns, let the world be gay. It's Mickey Mouse's birthday party, what a holiday. Thank you.
more time. Let me do the things that I used to do. Let me sit down to some tea for two. One more time, just one more time. You can ball me out, you can call me names, if you let me play those parlor games. One more time, just one more time. Eating all alone, being all alone's making me lazy. Walking all alone, talking all alone's driving me crazy. One more time, just one more time. You can spend my dough, you can drink my gin, you can snap the lock if you let me in. One more time.
Wrapping up our commemoration of the introduction of the Mickey Mouse Watch on August 3, 1933, we heard from Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, with Bing Crosby doing the vocal on that De Silva, Brown & Henderson composition, One More Time. And before that, the International Novelty Orchestra from October 1936 and Mickey Mouse's Birthday Party. And where else could you possibly hear such records but on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison, Sundays at 6 here on KISL. We'll be back for our tribute to Louis Armstrong right after this. Louis Daniel Armstrong was born on August 4, 1901 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Raised by his mother in extreme poverty, Armstrong served a term for delinquency at the Colored Waif's home at age 12 after firing a gun in the air on New Year's Eve. It was at the Reform School where he learned to play the cornet. After being released at age 14, he worked selling papers, unloading boats, and selling coal from a cart. He didn't own an instrument at the time, but continued to listen to bands at local clubs. Joe King Oliver was his favorite, and Oliver acted as a father to Louis, even giving him his first real cornet and instructing him on the instrument. By 1917, he played in an Oliver-inspired group at dive bars in New Orleans' Storyville section. Here's Louis Armstrong from 1933.
What do you know about that? Now, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell y'all that I'm going to do a little practicing this evening on this little Selma trumpet. Bless his little heart. Now, wait a minute. Before I swing out, I want to check this little number about Laughing Louie, Laughing Louie. Look out there, gate. Laughing Louie. I'm Laughing Louie. Yeah, man. Now, I'm Laughing Louie. Yes, sir. Ain't no fool. Laughing Louie, boy. Look, y'all, I wake up every morning and I have to laugh, but I look on the wall and I see my photograph. Yeah, man, they call me Laughing Louie, but you cats must play yourself because you won't let me swing. Look out there. Yeah. Yeah, that's all right, Gabe. Now, y'all think you're something, don't you? But listen, y'all won't let me play some hot riffs for you this evening, and you won't let me sing for you, but you must listen at this beautiful number, one of them old-time good ones. Listen at this.
Take off, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
smell low. Look out there, Pop. Now get a load of this now, you cat. Little something, I get it. No. You're the beautiful part, little.
My Sweet, a Hoagy Carmichael composition. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, recorded by OK in New York on April 5th, 1930. And before that, Laughin' Louie from 1933. Sounds like they were having a good time in that session. By 1919, Louie was playing with Kid Ory's band in New Orleans. When he left New Orleans for the first time to join Fate Marable's band in St. Louis, playing on the Streckfus Mississippi River boat lines. Louie stayed with Marable until 1921, when he returned to New Orleans and played in Zutty Singleton's trio. He also played in parades with Allen Brass Band and on the bandstand with Papa Celestin's Tuxedo Orchestra and the Silver Leaf Band. When King Oliver left New Orleans in 1919 to go to Chicago, Louie took his place in Kid Ory's band from time to time. In 1922, Louie received a telegram from his mentor, Joe Oliver, asking him to join his Creole jazz band at Lincoln Gardens in Chicago. This was a dream come true for Armstrong, and he soon made a name for himself among other musicians in Chicago. While playing in Oliver's Creole jazz band, Armstrong met Lillian Hardin, a piano player and arranger for the band, and in February of 1924, they were married. Here's Louis Armstrong in his Hot Five and a Lil Hardin composition, Hotter Than That.
We'll be right back.
From May 4th, 1930, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra and Tiger Rag. And before that, a song written by Lil Hardin Armstrong using the chord structure from Tiger Rag, Hotter Than That. I don't know what could have been hotter than Tiger Rag, but I guess so. Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five. Lil Hardin played piano on that recording made in Chicago on December 13, 1927. Also in the band, Kid Ory on trombone and Johnny Dodds on clarinet. This is Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We'll be back to continue our tribute to Louis Armstrong right after this. Louis Armstrong recorded his first Hot Five records in 1925, and it was the first time that he had made records under his own name. The band never played live, but continued recording until 1928. While working at the Sunset Cafe, Armstrong met his future manager, Joe Glazer, who was manager of the cafe at that time. In 1930, Armstrong moved to Los Angeles, where he fronted a band called Louis Armstrong and his Sebastian New Cotton Club Orchestra. In June of 1931, he returned to New Orleans for the first time since he had left in 1922 and joined King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. From the same recording session that produced Tiger Rag, which we heard earlier, here's Louis Armstrong and his orchestra and Exactly Like You. Louis Armstrong in his Hot 7, May 10th, 1927, and one of his own compositions, Potato Head Blues. Although regarded as one of Louis' greatest solos, he didn't get around to copywriting it until 6 months later on November 26th. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'd love to hear from you. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com or send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Louis and Lil separated in 1931. In 1932, he returned to California, but before leaving for England, where he was a great success. During the next several years, Armstrong was almost always on the road, traveling the U.S. dozens of times and returning to Europe, playing in Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Holland, and England. In 1935, he returned to the U.S. and hired Joe Glazer as his manager. Glazer remained Armstrong's manager until his death in 1969. Louis Armstrong himself died in his sleep at his home in Queens, New York, on July 6, 1971. Here are two more by Louis Armstrong, starting with his new Sebastian Cotton Club Orchestra and You're Driving Me Crazy.
Hey, what's the matter with you cats? Don't y'all know y'all are driving me crazy?
Pops, we just mucking lightly.
But you got me talking all that chop suey like. Listen, you cats all crazy. Why don't you get the hand out the man's pocket? Look out there, satchel mouth. Step on it. Now let's get together. Watch it, boy. Watch it. Look out, we're going. One, two. Lightly. Oh, baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? Are my tears for you make everything hazy? Clouding the skies, oh, and blue. Oh, baby, when you tell me, did you didn't bobby, didn't body, didn't body, didn't boy. Now, Mama, you're driving me crazy. Oh, baby, what did I do? Swing, 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 boys. How are you, dog?
Up our tribute to Louis Armstrong here on Rapidly Rotating Records, we heard You're Driving Me Crazy, the new Sebastian Cotton Club Orchestra, recorded in Los Angeles on December 23, 1930. And in the background, Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five and Skedaddedat from November 16, 1926. And it's time for me to skedaddedaddle out of here. I hope you've enjoyed the show. As they say in customer service, if so, tell a friend. If not, tell me. But I'd like to know in either case. You can let me know by sending email to glenn@glennrobison.com or cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I'll be back next Sunday at 6 here on KISL with some Windy City songs. Until then, thank you for your very kind attention.